Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, President Beta, Murder Master Music Show. It's that kid, Hanilla. Welcome to the Murder Master Music Show. This right here is where the real rap at.
What's up, and it's Bootleg, the Rock Capone from the Dayton family.
Baby, this is your boy, Uncle Luke.
What up, y'all?
This is E-Shop.
Yo, 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 what's up? This your boy, C-Murder, and I'm chilling with my boy, Scott Beta, and you're listening to the Murder Master Music Show. It's the hottest thing out right now, you heard me? Keep it true.
Check out the motherfucking Murder Master Music Show right here at blogtalkradio.com/Murder Master Music Show. We play nothing but the hardest gangster shit from around the globe. Plus, we interview legends and pioneers of this motherfucking rap game. Call the number at 714-409-0548. Ain't nobody else paying homage to legends like we are. Fuck the lame stream, bitch.
Oh, my bad. I forgot I had a show tonight. Shit, sorry. Sorry I'm late, everybody. Oh, man, what the fuck? Man, okay. Yeah, that's right. Let's see who's on the show tonight. Big Mike was supposed to be on the show. He said he was down to do it. He was real excited about it earlier in the week, and then day before yesterday, he said, can't make it. I want to wait till my album comes out. So I respect that. So, okay, we'll have Big Mike on in the future. Then I decided, well, you know what, man? Last time we had Lazy Bone on, he was kind of, yelling at the, well, not yelling, but cussing out the callers. And I kind of got at him a little bit, and come to find out later on, he was drunk. He was gone off tequila. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. He didn't even believe he was on the radio. And so I figured, okay, let's bring Lazy Bone on for the return visit, because we ended it peacefully. I thought, we was kind of, I was like, fuck you, but at the end, I was like, hey, can we end this peacefully? And he was he's like, yeah, of course. And so I invited him on the show, And I want to shout out his people, Jay Norton, because he's really been communicating with me. I mean, like you're supposed to. A lot of people blow you off, and they don't even give you a fucking email or a fucking phone call or anything. And this guy, he told me what's up. So Lazy's out of commission. He might not make it tonight. He's at a meeting right now. So some last minute bullshit. It's out of the publisher's hands. I don't blame him. Shit like this happens. But I ain't tripping, because we still have a legend, man. I told you, every fucking show I'm gonna give you a legend, or I'm not gonna do a show. And we got the one of the biggest, I wanna say, influences out of Frisco. Legendary Black Sea RBL Posse. He's gonna be joining us at the top of the second hour. We're going to get off in a lot of shit tonight, man. I got a lot of music. I'm playing nothing but people that support the show. And what I mean by support is I don't necessarily mean that you have to pay out your pocket. That ain't always support. Support is spreading a link, telling people about the show, doing what you can. Motherfuckers offering verses and shit like Swoop and Mizzle and Ballistic, shit, Swoop donated a fucking album to UGS, and Super Fast, want to give a shout out to that brother, but a lot of dudes, they could come out their pockets a little bit. I'm just going to be point blank with you, because You take, I know all you guys, you got, to, I mean, a lot of shit I play in is hardcore, but I know you got your radio folder on your computer that says radio MP3s. I know you got that shit saved up. You know what I'm saying? It's a, you kind of want to T-paint it a little bit, even though you know you're selling out to your core tradition of music that you make and your fan base, but you still got that folder. And you know what you can do with that folder? You can take that folder down to your local DJ. You can give it to him, put it on a disc. You got two options. You can go over to him. First, kiss him on the lips, because that's what you faggots do. Then you can unzip his pants, pull out his cock, and put it in your fucking mouth. Or you could just bend over and let him fuck you in the ass. All right? Second option, if you ain't down with that gay shit, which I know most of you fucking faggots are, but that's cool. If you ain't down with that, you can wait till tax time comes around. You get that big lump sum of money, you know, that big fucking stack of C-notes that you've been waiting for all year, and you can hand it to him. And he can spin your shit 3 or 4 times. And then guess what? It's back to you. Back to nothing. Back to nowhere. I'm sick of giving you motherfuckers a goddamn outlet. That's all I've been doing my whole fucking career. Giving you a fucking outlet when nobody else will. Nobody. None of these motherfuckers give a fuck about your goddamn music, and it's a goddamn shame. And I realize that. That's why I fucking do what I'm doing, because I fucking care. I really fucking care. But you don't get it. Whenever I try to do something, you don't want to get behind me. Put some fucking money behind me and my people. You don't want to fucking do that. You know why? Because you're a fucking leech and a bitch. All you know the fuck you are. All of you. If you got behind me and the shit that I'm pushing, you know who the fuck you are too, man. You know it's all love, and you're my fucking brother. But if you haven't, if you just fucking say, hey, man, this motherfucker's onto something. Maybe he's gonna help get me heard. Maybe he's gonna help get me famous. If you're on that shit, man, hop off the goddamn train, because I'm fixing to stop the motherfucker dead on the tracks, and I'm gonna get out of the conductor's seat, and I'm gonna go to where you're sitting and cut your fucking throat. That's how I'm feeling right now. You understand me? I'm going to cut your fucking head off, because I'm sick of this shit. I'm giving you 24 of these motherfucking shows, and that's it. I'm cutting off the fucking lights. You're in the dark. You know what I'm saying? You're in the fucking dark, back to your world of existence with no fucking support. Nothing. Not a zip. You know what I'm saying? All you motherfucking fakes that are telling me this and that, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Get the fuck out of UGS. Quit claiming our shit. Get the fuck out. And you faggot motherfucker that sent me a goddamn email wanting graphic work, anybody in this industry knows me. You know the only graphic artist I'm going to turn you on to is my goddamn brother Six. That's the only motherfucker I'm going to tell you about. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to this art shit, that's the only motherfucker. So I'm tired of fucking with all y'all. I mean, this is real shit. I'm not fucking around. This is blood, sweat, and motherfucking years, you know what I'm saying, of my life. And any of you that put in hard work in this game, you know what the fuck y'all done. You know how hard it is. But you don't look at the guy that's helping you behind the scenes. You don't think, well, maybe this guy's trying to get to the next level, too. Maybe this guy's got a motherfucking family. You don't think about that, do you? No, you don't, because you're a selfish, motherfucking, parasitic leech on the tip of my dick, and I'm about to blow you out like I blow a wad out on your bitch. You understand what I'm saying? And I got motherfuckers that'll back me up city to city and state to state. I don't give a fuck. I want it with any of you that want it with me, any of you. Gutter Inc., you want it, come get me. You know what I'm saying? DMB and anybody that rides with him, you want it, come and fucking get me. This ain't no goddamn joke. This is serious. This is fucking real. Thinking I'm losing my mind? No, fuck it. I lost my mind years ago. Dealing with you faggots will do that to a motherfucker. But it is what it is. I'm not even going to waste no more time speaking on it. I'm just going to play some real-ass fucking music. This is for the homie Gangsta Crow. Free that motherfucker, because you know what? He's down there stuck in a Brazilian goddamn prison. He pushed this shit so goddamn fucking hard. All these blogs, all these sites. Yeah, I don't even see enough free Gangsta to Crow support. You know what I'm saying? I say I'm going to do a mixtape. I need drops. Where the fuck are they? Where the fuck are they? Free Gangsta to Crow. Fuck the Illuminati, Underground Society for Life, Demolition, from the motherfucking murderous Midwest to the motherfucking the Bay down south. You know I got love for you, man. But to all you fake-ass motherfuckers, y'all could rot and die. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, Gangsta Crow.
Gangsta Crow.
Ha, L-U-S-E.
L-U-S-E.
O Criminal Records.
Área 121 Records.
Tô cansado de ser criticado porque eu sou pesado. Errado, eu tô armado e sempre preparado. Com meu aliado, ele use do meu lado. O rolê tá marcado, o flow é macabro. Faz estrago quando encaixa em cima dos beat. Cala a boca, beat, aumenta meu apetite. Quando eu tô olhando, o sangue gotejando. Preciso dele, pois minha sede está aumentando. Camisa xadrez e bandana no ombro. Melhor ficar ligeiro na calada, eu te tombo. Se eu te trombar, comece a rezar. Conexão pesada de Cascavel a Guará. Interior de São Paulo junto com o Paraná. Essa muralha aqui, ninguém vai derrubar. Se for pagar pau, malandro cê passa mal. Porque aqui é 1, 2, 1 e deu a criminal.
Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, né não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, né não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Estamos atento com tudo, esperto no submundo. O absurdo em conjunto me fez crescer vagabundo. Crow, tá ligado, sabe qual é o nosso lema? Vitória acima de tudo, destacador no nosso emblema. Não esquenta, nossa rota é certeira, só segue os trilhos. Com pena da derrota certeira dos inimigos. Mostrando qual é na levada sem pena e deixando os comédias aflitos. Ha, é sinal que ainda estamos convictos. Na calada escura tem muita erva na mente. Psicos loucos à solta, não pare na nossa frente. No pente tem altos bagulho pesado e muita munição. Temos sede de vitória e também temos ambição. Alguém que está rap invadindo novamente sua audição. Quando vestimos a camisa é por uma só função. A corrente é forte de Cascavel a Guará. L.U.Z. Crow, sei que nada vai nos parar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo esperando só a hora pra poder enquadrar. O rap nacional sem ter tempo pra pensar. Se maluco não gostar, é só colar pra gostar. Filho da puta vai tombar. Pá, pá. Yeah, L.U.Z. baby.
Gangsta Crow.
Área 121 Records.
CTO Criminal Records.
Yeah. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar. Tamo fazendo a nossa cara, não é não? Meu parceiro Crow, chega mais, tamo no puro veneno. Querendo ver a nossa quadrilha toda junta brindar. Sei que nada vai nos parar, comédia nenhum que venha vacilar.
One. one, HG, it's all love. I do it for my city, my city. I do it for my city and my city, my city. I do it for my city. If the city like the city, then you gotta put on. If you're repping for your city, then you got a good song. My city, my city. I do it for my city and my city, my city. I do it for my city. If the city like the city, then you gotta put on. If you're repping for your city, then you got a good song.
My city, air capital, in the middle of the map, you're the actual real Midwest. You will invest and steal unless you steal the best, but steal you. Left your head wide open, so yes, you still could rest in fields unkept. My city, gritty, grimy, got a lot of talent, but even more haters trying to keep it from shining. I'm climbing, Indian forever, rep in my city. ICT, the fight in me comes from there. I come prepared, done more than fair from the outside in. Spent most of my adolescent years in Juvie County, end up being educated early. Yes, the streets race me superbly. The early bird gets the worm at night. I squirm, cause all I see when I close my eyes is the money. I'm burning. Laying here, staying here, trying to fall asleep. But all I hear in my head is feet. And all I see is dreams I need to achieve. So it's back to the street, to the ICT. My city,
my city, my city. I do it for my city and my city, my city. I do it for my city. If the city like the city, then you gotta put on. If you're repping for your city, then you got a good song. My city, my city. I do it for my city and my city, my city. I do it for my city. If the city like the city,
my bipolarism has subsided for a little bit. No, it hasn't, motherfucker. Fuck y'all, I don't give a fuck. I'm going out on my own terms, man. Come and put the bullet in my head, I'm out of here. But no, we're going to get off into some more fucking real music, real supporters. That's all I'm playing from now on are people that support, people that show love. Other than that, fuck y'all, I don't want your goddamn music no more. Unless you're gonna, I mean, you're more than welcome to submit music to the show, but you gotta understand something in advance. I ain't on that payola shit. I'm not gonna tax you, but I show you love. There's gonna come a certain point where I'm gonna be like, yo, dude, I need some fucking support. And I'm not saying money. I'm saying bust your ass, fucking post this shit up, do what you gotta do, support this shit because it's for you. You know what I'm saying? But that's all I'm going to speak on it, man, for right now. But, yeah, that faggot that sent me I'm going to call out this bitch by name because I don't appreciate that shit. His name is Rocky 10. The fuck? I only thought Rocky made 6 movies. Yeah, I hope it's all well with you. I'm emailing you to ask you if you need any graphic design work. Get graphic design from blah, blah, blah. Man, first of all, who the fuck are you to email me about shit in the first place? Where did you get my email from? Fucking spam, motherfucker. Fuck you. And that's another thing. I'm sick of getting 100 fucking emails a day of fucking crap. Check out this, check out that. That's all I've been doing. That's all I've been doing is checking out your fucking music, this and that. I'm only fucking with my people, man. This is UGS for life, and that's it. If you're not affiliated with UGS, and get the fuck from around me. If you want to be affiliated with UGS, know ahead of time. When you come into the camp, you got to put in some fucking work. You got to do your goddamn job. If not, fuck you. My brother Six, his comedy show. Man, that shit was live as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It only lasted a goddamn month. Where was the support? You know what I'm saying? It was nowhere. It was just a few people that showing love, and that's it. Same thing with UGS Promotions. Where the fuck is the support? You know what I'm saying? We got a whole team of people at your disposal. We got graphic artists. We got motherfucking, you know what I'm saying, engineers. You know what I'm saying? We got promotions. You know, and I know a lot of you guys, man, before you became affiliated with UGS, I know you had your set graphic artists that you fucked with over the years and your set audio people. And I understand that completely. I'm talking to the guys that ain't got shit, that don't know where to go. come to us, you motherfuckers. Come to us because we're the ones that could help you. And if you don't believe me, ask the people that we fucked with already. Ask super fast. But no, fuck y'all, man. I ain't even tripping. I'm going to get back off into some goddamn music. You faggots can eat a dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about through with this shit. But here goes some more music, man. Suck a dick and go fuck your mother.
Hold on, dub. Super fast, Millie. Yeah, I know y'all feeling this. Turn the volume on this joint. Deep West. The summertime music. A vibe. Yeah. Considering the best. Where is Johnny if we dip a finesse?
What?
You ain't hip yet. Man, Hawaii is a deep, deep west. Favor highly and considering the best. Where is Johnny if we dip a finesse? Never tripping, now you dipping with the best. Tropical chronic for your optics, it's never no stress. Mobbing fool, or hopping too, don't need no best. Gangsta's paradise is here for the rest. Vibe to it, get live to it, they got it. Move it, grind to it, jiggle they mind, flew it with text. I'm super fast, millions fly from the northwest. 206 to the 808, come try it. Be some things for your heat clips like snitches, keep names for your lame lawyers. Public pretenders, they train some change for your game over. You get sent if it's slipping range over. Luxury tenders, tenders, brought to this game sober. Change over, fame in these lanes may not take over. Gangs is up on these type veins, I like to make blow up. Wait. You mean they won't try and test? Come bring that noise in them L words, just gon' find a mess.
What?
You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where we shiny and we dip a finesse.
What?
You ain't hip yet? Man, Hawaii is the deep, deep west. Favor highly and consider the best. Where we shiny and we dip a finesse. Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to everybody, all our UGS familia over there in Hawaii. That's deep, deep west. You know what I'm saying? Some boys super fast. Everybody out there, man, we got love for you guys because I'll tell you why. A, you make good music, and B, you showed us support, man. Not only did you come to me for fucking, you know what I'm saying, a bio and shit and promotions, but you came to my brother for art. You came to my other brother for mixing and mastering. You guys are, and you spread our fucking links around. You rep our shit. That's what the fuck support is. You know what I'm saying? Just like the brother Swoop. That motherfucker donated a goddamn album. How many motherfuckers do you know they're going to say, hey, man, here goes an album, man. Use it for the radio show, for the fucking UGS, whatever you got to do. Use it. How many motherfuckers you know in this game that like that? That's why I appreciate that brother so goddamn much, because I've had to deal with so many fucking fakes, snakes, and backstabbers, because that's what this game is. That's all it is. Shout out to Ballistic. That motherfucker, I've been knowing that fool for a minute, man. Had the opportunity to review a couple of his albums. That motherfucker contracted me as a publicist, man, for a fucking month. You know what I'm saying? Dude paid me to fucking do publicity for him for a fucking month, man. I never forget shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Because the reason I'll never forget it is because there's so fucking few of y'all motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? There's so few of y'all that actually show support. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Jerry. That motherfucker, man, he worked on 14 of our podcasts. Well, Shandle did one, my brother Scandalous. I'll get to you in a minute. But Jerry, man, you motherfucker, you take a podcast that sounds so goddamn horrible, record it over a phone, and make it sound like it came out of a studio. You spend time and clean 2 hours worth of fucking vocals sometimes. Me and Six ranting like I'm doing now about various things and going off laughing, having a good time, and you're cleaning up all the highs and the lows and the distortion and the fucked up shit. Man, who the fuck does that for goddamn nothing, man? The guy believes in the movement. Everybody I mentioned believes in the fucking movement, man. Because you know what? By yourselves, you know how hard it is to struggle. You know how hard it is to get from point A to point B, to get turned down for shows, to get turned down for magazine interviews, to get your CD not reviewed, to get fucking a radio to take your fucking CD and throw it in the garbage or delete your email without even opening it. Man, I know what you go through. You know what I'm saying? Don't you think I manage a motherfucking artist who's one of the tightest rappers I've ever fucking heard. My brother, CEO the Bad Black. Look what he's going through, man. Been in this bitch since 84. 80 fucking 4. And look at the bullshit he's been through. You know what I'm saying? We've sent the fucking music to every goddamn major label there is. You know, and I've never been one to bite my tongue, man. I went to war with Julia Beverly at Hozo Magazine back when I was editor of Street Masters. Those were the good old days of six. This one we had the Murder Master Music Show on back, I want to say about 6 years ago. This bitch was running around talking shit about all these rappers, how she was sick and tired of these bad breath rappers coming up to her and wanting to get in her magazine. And she was just talking about y'all like you were filthy fucking animals. You know what I'm saying? So you know what I did for y'all? I went to war with the bitch. I went to fucking war with her. I called her shit hozo. I wrote columns about her. I got on the goddamn conference call with Benzino and Faggot Master Flex and the core DJs. And I told the truth about that bitch. You know what I'm saying? I went to war with that bitch for y'all. Everything I've done was for y'all. And what the fuck have you done for me? What the fuck have you done for my comrades, my brothers? Think about that shit next time you want fucking something. Want to send a shout out to Emo. This pretty much, I mean, this ain't the last show, even though it sounds like it is. This is a busy bone meltdown right here. But I don't give a fuck. Man, there ain't nothing any of you motherfuckers can do to me that hasn't been done to me already. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Emo, that's a true supporter right there. That motherfucker, I'm going to tell you about him. That motherfucker, man, when he got down on the team, man, he was all about promoting our shit. Every post he makes, at the end of it, he puts UGS for life. You know what I'm saying? He's a true supporter. You know what I'm saying? I got love for him. I got love for Mac Mizzle. That's the motherfucking weed Santa Claus. You know what I'm saying? Except this shit ain't all grayed out yet. You know what I'm saying? You got to wait about 20, 30 more years before that happens. He'll be coming down your chimney with a sack of Enzo fucking toys. You know what I'm saying? Man, I got to give a shout-out to my brother, X-Rated Loke. Man, that's a real motherfucker. I'll tell you what, man, I've reviewed his shit. And what did he do? He reached back to me, man. He gave me love. He gave me shout-out. He gave my brother, CO, a verse. That's what a real motherfucker does. You know what I'm saying? Not you fucking little dumb cream puffs in this game, you Krispy Kreme-ass faggot fucks. I'm sick of you. Dirte, that's another real motherfucker. Everett Washington, motherfucking man, reps this shit to the fullest, man. He put our website right in his CD. You know what I'm saying? He copped two verses from my brother, the Bad Black. Motherfucker got a bio for me. He got a full artwork package from Six. You know what I'm saying? And he constantly reps our shit. You know what I'm saying? Much love to him. I want to give a shout out to my family in Canada, Laid Back, everybody over there, Frozen. You know what I'm saying? J-Dot and DJ Villain, you know what I'm saying? Gave us about 20, 30 beats. We're going to do this UGS for Life project. Man, that's dedicated. Who just said, hey, man, here goes some beats, man. I'll mix and master your whole project. I'll let you guys put it out and donate it to UGS. The fuck does that shit? That's why I'm gonna continue to do what I gotta do, because it's for my brothers that show the support back. You know what I'm saying? The rest of you motherfuckers, man, I'm gonna start calling out your names. I wanna say what up, Polk? What up, fam over there at what's that fucking ICP, that old ICP group? I can't think of the name right now. Fuck, Project Born, man. Wanna say what up to Polk. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Oh, how you been, homie? Blah, blah, blah. Gonna get a spot on your show, blah, blah. Where the fuck you at? Fucking sick of this shit, man. Telling me I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that. Don't tell me you're gonna do shit until you're gonna do it. That goes to any of you motherfuckers. And I don't give a fuck who you are, man. You think any of you scare me? You think any of you one-on-one physically scare me? I don't give a fuck if you can do backflips and shit with fucking Uzis attached to your goddamn fucking hands. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because the only thing I'm afraid of in this world are two things, and that's fucking not succeeding in this game because I spent so many goddamn years in it. I'm going to fucking do it and dying before my kid reaches of age. You know what I'm saying? Other than that, I don't give a fuck. Any of you motherfuckers, man, can get it. Got to get back off into some music. I think Christmas came early, man. The Mizzle must have dropped off a sack somewhere, because I tell you what, man, I smoke like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck tonight. Any of y'all got a problem with it, fucking turn the goddamn channel to something else. No. Man, it's going to be funny. Black Sea's going to go back and, hey, man, it's the radio show I was on. He's going to hear an hour of this before we get to his interview. But it's all good, man. I'm getting shit off my chest right now. That's what I got to do. It's my show. I don't give a fuck. I'm the one that pays it. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck else is going to help me pay it, man? As far as I'm concerned, all you motherfuckers can burn.
Yeah. 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 Bad black motherfucker. Yeah. About to burn you raggy ass niggas. Yeah. Old yeah. Duct tape dick tucking yeah. ass bitch made yeah. motherfucker. Yeah. Yeah. Try to double cross me? Mean. You niggas gon' learn. Gon' learn. Try to pose a threat. Threat. I ain't concerned. Haters wanna kill me. Gotta wait your turn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. 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 The devil is after me, nigga. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas. Burn, 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 burn. Like the devil told me, can't wait till you burn. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me, can't wait till you burn. Burn, yeah. I swear I'm not concerned today. Burn, yeah. I'ma make you niggas burn today.
Come on,
burn. If any be one of y'all turn today, I bet you Kevin Hart, bitch ass nigga, gon' learn today. Nigga, do some shit.
Nigga, do it.
I'd have been through some shit.
Been through it.
Cross me and my bullets will split your crucifix. Leave your ass stinking. Leaning like you're drinking.
Drinkin'.
Which hearse you wanna ride in? That caddy or the Lincoln? You hear that sound? That's your knees shaking. I'ma put you so close to hell. Nigga, you can squeeze it. Nigga, do right. I'm about that zoo light. They begging me not to kill them. Now that's that shit I do like. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn. Burn, 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 burn. Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn.
You niggas know I'm on another level.
Level.
Burn. Y'all in the presence of a rebel.
Burn.
Hit a nigga with that heavy metal. Drink the blood of an angel, then eat the eyes of the devil.
Yeah.
Fuck the opposition. Vote to kill a nigga like a politician. I have you running and telling people your pop missing.
Missing.
Burn. You niggas on that dumb shit.
Burn.
My demolition run this.
Burn.
And when you hear that gun click, my 40 cal turn your brain into a omelet.
Burn.
It's so drastic. Yeah. Duct tape wrap him up in the plastic. Gunshot to his face. Closed casket. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. I'm burning you raggedy niggas.
Burn. 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 Burn.
Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
Tell them like the devil told me. Can't wait till you burn.
Burn,
yeah. I got them young niggas.
Burn,
Them quick to tote them gun niggas.
Come on,
burn. Them Chi-Town where we from niggas. The mole kidnap your daddy, brother, and mom niggas. Call CSI,
yeah.
Kill him in the mirror, let him see himself die.
Yeah.
I'll burn you niggas so bad, it'll make your reverend cry.
Cry.
Burn.
that nigga out back. Cause when it come to that light, he ain't bout that.
Yeah.
Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn.
The devil is after me, niggas.
Burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn. Can't wait till you burn.
I'm burning you, raggedy niggas.
Burn, 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 burn.
Tell them like the devil told me.
Can't wait till you burn.
Burn, 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 burn.
Tell them like the devil told me.
Can't wait till you burn.
I need a good laugh, so I had to call upon one of my close friends to come on the show. This is actually Mr. Wang's cousin. This is one of my Japanese homies, Jin Juice. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker, he definitely got my back, man. I got love for him, so I need a good laugh right now, so I'm definitely going to put him on and see what he's talking about. He just sent me this little thing he did. I guess he wants you guys to hear it. So give a shout out to Jin Juice, man. This motherfucker's the real shit. Check this shit out.
English not so good. I speak Japanese. What is your name right now, ma'am?
My name is Candy.
Candy, could you I'm 65. I can't hear very good out of the ear, could I please hear you loud?
Yes, is that better?
Yes, ma'am. I, how you say, I'm all fucked up. I not feel good right now.
Okay, what is your name?
Okay, my name is Jin Juice.
And are you having any thoughts of suicide tonight?
No suicide, very, what you call, feel like fucking shit.
Okay.
Depression.
Depression, okay. Yeah. Have you had any thoughts of suicide in the past 6 months?
No suicide. I feel real bad, though.
Do you work with a therapist or a counselor?
Yeah, been to a counselor for a problem. He told me to go to a different counselor. And I told him, fuck you.
Okay.
I feel real fucking bad. Real shit. What happened to me is horrible. I went to... hold on, man. I feel like crying. I feel real bad right now.
Okay.
I feel real bad because I... Can I tell you what happened? I tried, okay.
Okay.
I give prostitution, and I give her $20. She sucked my cock. I come back next day to get prostitution. I give her $25 to different lady, $20, and she turned me over, pulled down my pants, and she put something in my ass. I think she was he. Do you know what I mean, ma'am?
Yes.
I think she was, how you say, she got dick.
Okay.
And I feel I did not stop her from doing, now I feel bad like I'm fucking faggot. In my country, men supposed to be with woman supposed to be with man. Now I feel like fucking faggot, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, well, it sounds like you need to talk to a counselor or a therapist about this. Can I give you some referrals?
Yeah, I on some phone. Could I talk to him now?
To a therapist?
I just want to find out if I let whore fuck my butt if I'm
okay,
gay now.
Okay, well, I can't.
Am
I'm
gay
sorry,
now?
Sir. I can't answer that for you. The only thing I can do is give you the number to a counselor or a therapist in your office. Or in your city.
Okay. I live in Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, can I put you on hold?
Are you bored with bungee jumping, skydiving, and fast cars? Looking to take it to the next level? Introducing ExtremeKidnapping.com, the most controversial new form of extreme entertainment specializing in creating the most realistic kidnapping scenarios around. Customize your very own kidnapping and have full input on the design. How hardcore do you want it? Do you have what it takes? Then contact ExtremeKidnapping.com today for your free, no-obligation consultation. The possibilities are endless. If you're without fear, ExtremeKidnapping.com.
Time for your kidnapping!
It's the experience of a lifetime!
Shout out to Adam Thick, everybody over there, Extreme Kidnapping. Yo, man, I feel bad for Gin Juice, man. That, man, God, you imagine getting a prostitute and, man, you're thinking it's a bitch, and next thing you know, the bitch is fucking you in the ass. Poor guy, I hope he didn't off himself. Hopefully, Gin Juice will be back in the future. I know Mr. Wang, he's out there doing his thing right now. So, also, we got the, you know what I'm saying, UGS bitch coming real soon. We got a model, I think. I think we got a winner this time. We'll let you know a little bit more about that soon. But, shit, man, I'm gonna bring on some of the panel, man. I'm going to see what the fuck the panel's up to. Got to bring on the panel. This is, Justin, what up, Mac J?
What's up, man? Prez, go in on their motherfucking ass, dog. Go in on their ass. That's what I'm talking about, dog. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. It's UGS for life, dog.
That's what's real. Up, man. Got my brother Six and Swoop.
What's up, Six? Swoop?
Man, I got to say, man, fuck that motherfucker Rocky. Fuck this Nova Grace at this DMV. I know he fucking sex appeal magazine. But fuck that motherfucker. If I catch him, I'm a racist goddamn white and murder his bitch ass dick.
Hey,
motherfucker. I'm gonna watch his racist fucking dick.
They got six.
I'm gonna rip this fucking hole. I'm gonna kill this fucking ass. And I'm gonna rip this motherfucker. He's gonna ask him for me to kill him one day. And I'm gonna kill him. I'm gonna kill him.
Hey,
fucking nobody. I'm flying this motherfucker. Trying to be with me. I'm sick of these bitches.
I agree. Fuck the competition. Fuck the competition.
Tell him, motherfucker, that no one
what
said, I'm talking to you, motherfuckers. I know you fucking have. You can hear me. Because you know people, I know you, bitch. This shit's garbage. You're going to be the faggot. And I really want you to fucking die.
Yeah,
you're
real shit.
You dead, bitch. You're
hey.
Only going to be living. You shouldn't be shitting my motherfucking ass, bitch.
Hey,
right, that's
shit.
That pocket. That's
if
that pocket. Hit him up, shit, right there, dog.
Hey, Six, real shit. If you guys want to see the live version of this, go to what's the name of that video you did, man? That abandoned building.
Hey, fucking, I don't know. Fucking on YouTube somewhere.
Yeah, you need to calm down, brother.
Like fucking
blowing the smoke out, Six.
Yeah,
blow
man.
The smoke
fuck
out,
these
man.
Fools. Fuck these fools. Fuck these fools, man.
Fucking love. Goddamn nobody. I'm sick of everybody.
Yeah, hey, I feel you. I feel you, man.
Shit. What a fucking lot of money.
It feels good to get that shit. It feels good to get that shit out of your system, man. I know. Because now I'm cool. I'm straight. I'm mellow, man. Now you got to mellow out, brother. You know?
Yeah,
because
we're going to smash on them anyway, man.
We're
going
to get them. Don't even trip.
I
was, you know, 15 minutes ago, I was over here with chest pain.
Those are my two biggest cups of
line. You know what I'm saying?
I have a list of motherfuckers I need to get killed. No regret. That other motherfucker doesn't drop the line like they pay to get up front. Those motherfuckers are owning it.
Yeah, real shit. Real shit, man. But you know what? We're going to see him. We're going to see him eventually. Don't even trip, man. Let's get off into some music. But wait, who else is on the line here? We got somebody else on the line. We got, nope, nobody else. Sorry, they hung up.
It's not.
Fucking 212. Hey, that's East Coast. fuck that shit. All right, let's get six. I'm gonna give
East Coast, New York, huh? Hey, fuck you, New York. You bitch ass motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Is you just
like, man, you're gonna have a fucking heart attack.
Fuck this goddamn Houston. Your brother, your dog, your cat, you think you're the pet. You fucking fake Twitter fan, you bitch. I'll shut the fuck out of your goddamn throat.
I'll tell you six on that Pac, hit him up shit, man.
Yeah,
sick,
go get him.
Sick,
gonna have a heart attack.
Fuck New York.
Yeah, fuck New York. And hey, let's play your homies, man. Black Sunday. What's that song they got?
Fuck Necro too. Yeah, fuck Necro.
Yeah, Necro's a bitch. Everybody knows that. He's a Jewish gangster. He when he was done, he had the rabbi suck the blood out of his penis. When he had the circus,
in a goddamn oven too.
Fucking swag it.
Yeah, he had that fucking that gay rabbi circumcision penis sucking ritual done to him.
Oh.
But what's your homies out of New York, Six? Black.
What's up?
What's your homies out of New York, man?
We got Sutter Kane, never so beat.
Sutter Kane. Yeah, so fuck all New York except for Sutter Kane and
right.
And,
that's fucking clowning, man.
Yeah, we're. We're going to get back to the show. My brother Six going to calm down. I'm calm. I'm straight. I'm ready to black
Jason
seat.
Kidd.
Yeah. Jason Kidd, man. Grand Hill is a faggot. You know what I'm saying? But here we go, man. This is Black Sunday. Money, guns, and
UGS
bitches.
UGS for life, baby.
UGS for life.
Robbie, there is no history. There's only now. And if there's a God, he may love the weak, Glenna, but he respects the strong. You are a man. You should be feared.
Shit, nigga. You got a cane on the motherfucking beat. Black Sunday shit, nigga. Yeah. Put a fucking hole in your chest, motherfucker. This that real shit. Big anxiety's over, emotional disorder, new album in the third quarter, honey lived and learned, never crash and burn, cremate the track, throw it in the urn, I'm about to blow, money ain't about to go fast, hood nigga, never give a fuck though, I spit crack to 16s or 8 ball, I got a good ass balance and I can't fall, in this rap game, cause I ain't y'all, holy thing you ever shot was paintball. I'm blessed to give these niggas the best, cause the rhymes come out of my chest. Put my heart to it, roll up a blunt, put a spark to it. I just killed the track, put the chalk to it. D.O.A. and he don't play. One shot, turn his face in the creme brulee. Motherfucker. It's about money, guns, bitches. 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 It's about money, guns, bitches.
Niggas coming up, I trump the deuces on their way down. Get down to lay down, these faggots better stay down. I bring the drama right where you stay now. At your front door, nice with mine. I'm already on the 8th round, nigga. I'm a 5-7 basket case. Cash ain't in place, then you in a casket case. Stay table for play, gangs, cowards, and pea shooters. My niggas pull up, unload the chopper, and keep moving. The duffel bag with guap in my lap, my bra whipping my whip. I'm on the slide with the swammy, filling extra clips. For that extra shit, war got an extra hit. The myth on the scholar leave niggas like the exorcist. I got money, guns, bitches. My team don't give a fuck, nigga, we hate snitches. The power is a motherfucker, AKT. We leaving all killers, send it while we spilling on you motherfuckers.
It's about money, guns, bitches. 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 Motherfucker.
Guns and bitches. Yeah, I love that shit. 4-5s, big nines, black locks with extra clip. I'm on that D-Mass shit. Black gloves, those existed. Grabbing knives out of the kitchen. Now his legs is missing. I turn that nigga to an amputee. And tell me, who the fuck in this bitch wanna run with me? Rude boy, I'ma put a hole in your red socks. Your bitches on a period. Plus she getting red cop. A funny nigga but still beat my bitch like Red Fox. With an AK I'm on my belly like I'm fucking hot. Nigga, don't get it twisted like a nigga fly. Cause all of you niggas trying to be heckless to get the kaya. I throw a motherfucker's brains out. And ain't nobody home so you can say that it's lights out. Nigga, now my motherfucking night shout. And I'm kicking your wife's mouth and I'm fucking the pipes out. It's about money, guns, bitches. 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 Motherfucker.
What up?
You gonna go crazy too? Come on, man. Two of us already had fucking meltdowns. Get some shit off
your
chest.
Hey, I told you earlier, man. You could take what Six said and put it to a beat and have a dope ass rap. That fool was going off.
He said he's down for it. I just heard from him.
That fool's down for it. I gotta get somebody to make the beat, man.
Yeah, we'll put it as a skit for the UGS for Life project. You know what I'm saying?
We need to make an album with him. We'll just get him angry and have him go off on rants and slap it to a beat.
Yeah, definitely. He's out right now, smoking and chilling, plotting on
Raymond
and murdering
the bitch.
He needs
to smoke
his
head like he's asking you to calm down before he blows fucking his aorta out.
Yeah, definitely. I had to, man. I was getting all fucked up earlier. I was like, fuck, I need to relax, man. I need to chill, so... Definitely.
To the folks that's listening, man. Come on, we need donations. We need to keep the show going, man. We bring legends. We bring real ass conversation, real shit, man. Donate. Put your money in it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Get behind the team, and you know what I'm saying. Do what you gotta do. Help us out.
I mean, there's a lot more to it than getting your music played for free.
Mm-hmm. Real shit, man. Real shit. That's the whole thing with the UGS. I think Swoop, you got it. The moment you connected with us, we connected with you. I think you got exactly what UGS was about. It wasn't just like some shit where, let me go over here and see what these guys can do for me. Because you've done so much for the movement, man. What makes you believe in UGS so much, man?
Man, there's a lot more to UGS than, what you can get out of it. It's about what everybody can do for each other. Because most rappers, they're in it for themselves. They think that they're the best ever. They're the best that's ever going to happen. They're going to do it on their own. But it's never going to happen like that, man. A dope rapper doesn't come by himself. I mean, you could look at Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg didn't come by himself. He came with the dog pound. You can look at Eazy-E. Eazy-E didn't come with himself. That fool came with, Above the Law. He came with N.W.A. Any dope rapper never came by himself. He has a crew that supported him, and he had a UGS behind his back is what they had.
Yeah.
And that's what I see. You need a family. You need supporters and respect. You need shit like that, man. You need people behind you pushing it, not just for yourself, but for the team. It doesn't matter. If Prez blows up, then the UGS fam knows that Prez is going to put them on. If Swoop blows up, then the UGS fam know that Swoop put them on. If Emo blows up, then they can guarantee that Emo is going to rep the UGS shit.
Yeah. Yeah, that's real shit, man. Real shit. Well spoken. I want to commend you again, man, for hooking us up with this dope ass album. Just got mastered by Jerry. We're gonna be putting it out real soon. I know you got a photo shoot coming up. We don't want to give away the concept right now, but I want to play the title track for everybody, man. Why don't you tell them a little bit about this song? Kind of introduce it for us.
The album's called "I'm a Murderer, Man," and the song that Jerry sent me. Everybody hit up Jerry, man, because that fool, he knows what he's talking about. That fool will be talking to me about shit. And I've been fucking with music for 15, 16, 17 years now. And that fool will be talking to me about shit that I don't even know what the fuck he's talking about. Sometimes I'll just be like, yeah, that's awesome. And I don't even know what the fuck he's saying. That fool, he knows the behind the scenes. He knows the mixing, the mastering, the reverbs. He knows all that shit. So definitely get it, Jerry, for that. But title song, man, I mean, just go ahead and play it, man. It speaks for itself.
Definitely, definitely. Thanks a lot, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It's your boy Swoop, man. Owensboro, KY, man. 42-33 on you hoes. 27-0 is a shutout, cuzzo. Smell that shit, man. Putting it down, man, from the Golden Gate all the way to the motherfucking Bluegrass State. Smell that shit, man. I'm a motherfucking murderer, bitch.
Sip a little bit of drip, forget your mother smoking, talking, choking down some chronic with your cousins. If your cousin left the bottle, but tomorrow you'll be on it. Talking to the honor in the spam about manana. Gotta get your hustle back. Don't let your boys know your mission. Even if they homies, homies crack in a suspicion. I stay low key in the cuts, never leave the tuck. Stay tied up in blue chucks, black flash, blue pump. Got my homie Sean P, and he looking at 20. This is Owensboro, homie. I forget the money. They can talk if they want to slander my name, but that's all they gonna do. Cause they ain't fucking with the gang, they ain't fucking with our game. They be talking all the same. Walking if you're talking, motherfuckers still gon' jock and switch blade out the pocket, leaving empty eye socket. He cried like a bitch when I jabbed it in his pocket. I'm a murderer, cobra, venom spitter, hate men like lesbians, bitches, I'm a go-getter. I'm the one that they be hating in this fucking city. Crazy like Floyd, I'm not your boy, it won't be pretty. I'm a murderer, cobra, venom spitter, hating men like lesbians, bitches, I'm a go-getter. I'm the one that they be hating in this fucking city. Crazy like Floyd, I'm not your boy, it won't be pretty. I get smoke every day through the door, once or twice back through like a little more to go. They talk shit like they really got beef with me, hating on me secretly, watching my activity. They know I'm making moves worldwide, been doing. I rap the foreign beats while I'm smoking on this hen doing. Hey, what's him doing? Aside from talking major shit, his video clean, but the boy never dropped a diss. Now get pissed, cause I bet you think I'm talking about you, but I guess I did my job cause y'all are listening. I hate you, I fucking hate you. If I could, I'd kill your god. I smell a methamphetamine just smoking through the backyard. I fucking lost shit, looking for a spaceship. Maybe just a rocket pack that I could strap up on my back. Switchblade out the pocket, leave it empty eye sockets. Crying like a bitch when I jazz it in a pot. I'm a murderer, cobra, venom spitter, hating men like lesbians, bitches, I'm a go-getter. I'm the one that they be hating in this fucking city. Crazy like Floyd, I'm not your boy, it won't be pretty. I'm a murderer, cobra, venom spitter, hating men like lesbians, bitches, I'm a go-getter. I'm the one that they be hating in this fucking city. Crazy like Floyd, I'm not your boy, it won't be pretty.
Shit's not gonna be pretty, man. It's gonna be televised and broadcasted to a motherfucking entertainment package near you. You smell that? Watch for the destruction and the murder, man. Watch for it. This mixtape shit, man, slap, you know. Put out by the BYP boys, you know what I'm smelling? Putting it down. Take your ass out there and buy that Josh Powell shit. Take your ass out there and buy that Mac Miller shit, you know what I'm saying? Take your ass out there and get that hot cheesy shit, you know what I'm smelling? Take your ass out there and get that slim shit. Smell that shit? Get that dough shit. Better take your ass and get that Manhunt shit. You smell me? Keep that shit local, man. Get all that shit.
There you have it. That's the title track. I'm a murderer. That's the first solo artist coming up out of the Underground Society camp. But no, man, right now we got a fucking legend, a pioneer on the show. Enough of the bullshit. I know it's been kind of crazy. Had two meltdowns on this motherfucker tonight already. Me and the brother Six, man, we both finna bust a fucking aneurysm if we don't calm down. But, man, I got to bring on a cat I grew up off of and many of you grew up off of. Many of you out there, you know what I'm saying, definitely were influenced by. This is the one, the only Black Sea, the legendary, you know what I'm saying, RB El Posse, man, coming straight out of Frisco. What's up, homie?
What's up with you, man?
Man, first and foremost, I'm going to put it to you like this, dog. I grew up off of all that In a Minute shit. You know what I'm saying?
Good job.
If you can, you know what I'm saying, tell the people, for these, there's a lot of young listeners, man, tell them exactly what was In a Minute and who was a part of it as far as the artist.
In a Minute was a little independent label up out of Oakland. You know, we out of San Francisco, but we actually signed to In a Minute back in the day. They had RVL Posse, Totally Insane, the earlier Too Short album. They had IMP, Illmatic Posse, You know, a lot of dudes are Andre Nicotina, a.k.a. Dre Dawg back then, you know. So,
man,
yeah, we definitely was a part of that. Yeah, yeah. So we definitely was a part of that In the Minute roster, the legendary roster that that was formed up in 92, the early 90s. Yes, sir.
And you guys, you know what I'm saying, the first album I remember was that I heard was
Lesson to Be Learned.
Lesson to Be Learned, exactly.
Right, which featured Bammerweed, his song that we actually had to make a single out of. It actually was just an album filler.
Yeah, the video popping off and everything, too.
Right, right, exactly.
At the time, what was the reaction, when you guys first dropped, man, what was the reaction that you got in the Bay Area?
Well, in the Bay, man, it was like, it took off like wildfire. It was lovely in the Bay. I mean, every car that was passing by was playing it, you know. I mean, we loved it. Actually, when we dropped it, we were just doing it for fun, actually just putting it out for San Francisco. We weren't even thinking of even making it even over to Oakland, across the Bay Area. You know, we were just doing it basically for the city, just pretty much copying, you know, just trying to do what Krug Nut and them did, because they was out before us. I actually had just got out of this juvenile detention center called Log Cabin Ranch, this little ranch. I had just got out, and Krug Nut, I'm Rolling, was cracking at the time. And, you know, that motivated me to go get some equipment and get in the studio and do my thing. And I hooked up with, you know, Mr. C back then. And, you know, we actually were just trying to really just conquer, we were just trying to conquer the city, really. You know what I mean? We weren't even thinking about it blowing up. And that Bammerweed just had a life of its own, you know, aside from the album. It just took off, you know what I mean? All the smokers, stoners, whatever you want to call it, everybody jumped on board. And it just took off. You know, one of the first damn near, what I know, damn near weed anthems, you know, to come out. So,
yeah.
You know, it was lovely for us back then.
Yeah, it was definitely, you know what I'm saying, a steeple in the weed smoking community. You know, if you smoked that herb, I don't care where you're from, you had to have heard that song. From if you grew up in that era, man, definitely. How would you say, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, Mr. C, of course. You know what I'm saying? You've been carrying on the legacy, man, for many years now. How do you continue to do this?
Man, really, you know, I mean, I just do it out of the love for music, really. You know, I mean, I'm going to do it whether I get paid, whether Mr. C here, whether Hidden Man here, whether, you know, all the artists I deal with come and go. You know what I mean? I just love doing the music anyway. I mean, I was doing it before Mr. C. That's how I ended up meeting him. I was pretty much like the DJ dude in the neighborhood around here, making beats and had the studio. Everybody was coming up there making songs. You know, that was kind of like before me and Mr. C got together. I was actually doing music in the hood for like 3 years prior to me meeting him. You know what I mean? So it was already something I loved doing. So it was easy to keep going. It was just, you know, just the RBL thing and put a damper on that because we had something good going for the city.
Yeah.
You know, our block, Harbor Road, and, you know, just for the coast period. You know what I mean? It was just something good. And I know if Mr. C was here now today, we'd be one of the elite groups. You know what I mean? Like, I look at Outkast and I look at, you know, groups like that who kind of, you know, marched and moved forward and blew up and got platinum and gold albums and part of soundtracks and just a part of this rap history. You know, it kind of ruined our legacy a little bit. So I just, you know, it's a new chapter for me, but I still try to keep the torch lit just for the RBM foundation period. You know what I mean? Because I really look at myself, me being Black C, a new artist, you know what I mean? So I don't be wanting people to expect the RBL album out of Black C. You're just going to get, you're going to get that RBL feel because I did used to do all the production for me and Hitman and all of us, you know, all our earlier albums. I produced all of it. So, you know, it's still me behind, you know, the brain power behind it. But, you know, you're going to get a different sound because Mr. C did bring the party vibe. You know, you went for the females. You know, you attracted them.
Yeah. Yeah, real shit, man. You know, all of us, you know, we lose loved ones. We lose homies. We lose people that are close to us, man. And I know, you know, that hit you hard, man. I just want to commend you for picking up that torch and keep moving because you've done a lot of things since, man. You were on a major at one time.
I was on Atlantic Records, Atlantic Big Beat.
What was it like, man, to be on a major? Because, I mean, you guys charted before you were on a major. You charted with your first record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What was it like to go from, okay, being a successful independent to get with a major label at that time?
Be honest with you, at the time, I kind of wish we didn't because, you know, we actually did pretty good as far as on the independent level. We got up to about 200,000 units that we sold on Atlantic, but they was a little disappointed because they felt, you know, they wanted to double the numbers we was already doing. But at the time, we had Lost Mr. C, was like a regrouping and all that. But as far as the experience with a major, it was cool because I had the budget to go out and see other places. Like, I would have never probably the tour in New York, you know what I mean? That would have been a market I wouldn't even zeroed in on and even wanted to go out there to the radio stations or whatever. You know what I mean? And the same as the South. You know, we was knick-knacked in the South. We had certain places, Atlanta's and probably Tennessee's, and, you know, there was certain places that dealt with us, and there were certain places in the South that didn't know about RVO, so I probably wouldn't have even probably been down there, but I think provided that opportunity, it put us all through the South, always on the East Coast. So, you know, it helped that way to where it opened, you know, people who didn't know about us, they all of a sudden knew about our name, and it was good to kind of, you know, to kind of deal with a major budget where I can go to studios and pretty much deal with producers who I wanted to deal with, you know, Mike Muscles, Rocks, what have yous and whatnot, you know. But besides that, I like being independent, man. I don't like having that machine where they controlling you and telling you you should do this or do that. And, you know, Master P was hot at the time. He was telling me, you know, I should make songs like Body Body and this and that and, and shit like that. So I just ain't with all that. You know what I mean? I like
you
that
want to do your own thing.
Exactly. You know what I mean? I like to have control of my ship. And for us, it's like, you know, this is the reason why you signed us. We was bringing the raw, you know, underground rap shit. Why try to change it up? It's the reason why you signed us. You know what I mean? It's because of what we was doing. So why try to get us to the table and then you want to change it up and clean it up or do whatever, you know? And I wasn't feeling that. So, I mean, it was cool from the beginning, but it just didn't work. Once it was time to do that second album, we was bumping heads. And, you know, we moved on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, definitely. It happened to many greats, man. I've interviewed countless artists over the years, and they've all told me these horror stories about these major labels or just bad situations altogether. I mean, some of them, of course, obviously got the good situations, but it seems like a lot of people haven't. I mean, I recently got caught in a fucked up deal myself. I put out this compilation called Fuck the Illuminati. Matter of fact, you're on it. You know what I'm saying? And I had to fight for 6 months to get it back. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm the one that put it out originally. So I finally got it back. Man, you got to fight in this game for your shit. And I definitely defend you for representing this underground shit, man. You know, I can't take it enough, man. And plus, another thing I want to touch on, too, okay, here we are, 92, 2012, 20 years of consistency. Not many rappers can say that, man. A lot of cats, when they think of consistency, they think of Esham, they think of SIBO. I still don't know how SIBO does it because half the time he's locked up, but he's still putting out fucking records. But what keeps you consistent when these other cats are dropping, like, one album every 3 fucking years?
Really, man, it's just my young dudes, you know. It's kind of like I just stay busy. I kind of deal with a few new acts. I'm not doing that myself or working on an album. But once I stop working, and even me, it might take me a year to a year and a half to drop one, but it mainly be behind quality control. I'm always pretty much, you know, it takes me a while picking beats and trying to go with a concept, because after a while, when you get a little older, you done did all the block stuff, you done did everything, you know, you got to get some good subject matter to rap about. You don't want to just be yapping on the mic about nothing and saying, I'm busting my guns, I'm shooting this, and I mean, because you're older now, you got kids, your kids is older now, so, you know, I try to theme my albums like the 70s, baby. I try to really deal with a dabble with a lot of soulful samples, and, you know, and it kind of gave me some, you know, subject matter to rap about, just by digging through the crates and going through them. You know, the Marvin Gaye's and Curtis Mayfield's and Patrice Fleshing's, and it just brought back, you know, some kids feelings and gave me some stories to talk about. You know? So that's kind of what I did on this album. That's what keep me fresh. Just kind of get a theme going. Like right now, I kind of want to go back to that Ruthless by Law era when we dropped the Bluebirds and the, you know, the Bounce to This and all that. And we were doing a lot of the compilation stuff with Master P, trying to get a dollar out of 15 cents. I wanted to dabble back in that C-Funk, that G-Funk, that Mob, you know, that era. So
yeah,
that's what I kind of do, and it gives me concepts when I dabble like that. You know what I mean? I don't worry about what's current, what's going on. I don't worry about this new, young California, new thing, pop, bad pop to it. No, I stay away from all that high fee or whatever. You know, I love it. You know, I like the young generation, but me, I try to just do me, and that kind of keep me, you know, far in the left field and make it refreshing. When your fans hear it, it's like, oh, breath of fresh air. You know what I mean? I hear something fresh. You know what I mean? Hear something new. You know? So
you always got those hardcore followers, too.
Exactly. And the fans, you know, they stick with you for that. They see me trying to come on a lot of them South beats and trying to bounce around on the beats, and, you know, they're going to be like, I'm going to lose my dedicated fans who was fucking with me because of the Mob music and all that. So I can't have that. So I try to stick to what I do, and get some new talent out there, I try to present if that's what they do best. If they do the new stuff best, I, you know, I just get behind it, but I'm not going to really do it myself just to try to stay relevant in the top 40 or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean? I ain't with that. So, you know, my fans love me for it. And it's mainly a lot of Latino fans, and I love them to death, man. They support me no matter what. They come to the show and rep, you know. And I know what they want. I know what they expect out of me, and I ain't going to change up. You know what I mean? I'm still going to do RBL Black Sea, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. What do you got coming out this year, Black Sea?
You said, when is it dropping this year? When do I come it out?
Yeah, you got something we can look forward to?
Yeah, well, I got a Steel Ruthless that I just finished up. I'm actually going through the mixing and mastering, and it's our 20-year anniversary this year, so I'm packaged up the RBO album with the first two albums with the I4&I. I'm putting it out for a nice little discounted price and giving them a nice little get your portfolio up beside there, just, you know, just to put out there to the fans and, you know, discount it down just so they can have the classic stuff for the 20th anniversary. But the Steel Ruthless is my main project that I'm dropping this year. And I got E-40 on it, C-Bo, Be Legit, Mac Maul, you know, Fote, Young Bleed, Marvelous, LaRue, you know, I got Andre Nicotina, Dan Quinn, so it's a lot of people on this, and and I got them doing they at their best. They all mobbing on here, they mobbing, and, you know, we do what we do best, you know what I mean? And there's a few treats on here, like, well, I got one with E-40 that's a little different, it sound like some futuristic type stuff, it's something different. And Young Bleed, they used to be dealing with Master P. I got him on a crazy track, sound like some New Orleans drumline, one of the college drumlines type track. So I got a few treats, but mainly we mobbing and got that nice West Coast funk on this.
Yeah, man. And a lot of those names that you mentioned, I mean, when people think of the Bay, you know, of course, you know, Too Short, Yuck Mouth, and a lot of those names you mentioned. How does it feel to know that you're included in that circle of legends?
Man, it feels good, you know. I really don't, to be honest, I kind of don't trip. I just do me. I let the fans and them, you know, they categorize me, say, you know, they the ones that put the crown on you, put the title or whatever you want to call it, you know. I too much don't trip off of it, you know. Not too much, but, you know, I definitely appreciate it, you know, definitely. Appreciated to the fullest, man. And, you know, it's just good to be concluded in as a pioneer in this Bay Area music and all that, you know, because I was at one time just a fan myself listening to Too Short, you know, and MC Pooh and them, you know, right before I went into the studio.
Yeah.
I was listening to IMP, you know, IMP and 415, Richie Rich and them, and, you know, I was on the block, you know, pretty much with a sack and bang banging and doing everything else, you know what I mean? So it was good now to be included with them as, you know, a pioneer, you know, in the music game. So, man, I respect it to the fullest, man.
That's real shit, real. Man. You know, you seem like a pretty humble cat, man. After what happened with Mr. C and then later on after Hitman, you know what I'm saying, was killed, and all the shit yeah. you've been through even before that, how do you remain humble, man?
Man, just, you know, I just look at them as, you know, I just learn, you know, from the mistakes, man. And, it, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, every time something happens, whether it's good or bad, man, I really learn from it. I just stay humble, you know what I mean? You said a lot of people can see that. I mean, I was like this before the music. Everybody that know me before, it's just Black Chris from Harbor Road. They know. I mean, I'm the same way, man. I just been like this, you know. And I learned. I definitely learned from my mistakes. You know, as I grow, I'm learning more and more. You know what I mean? And I don't feel like I know everything. I don't feel like I've been in the game 20 years. I know you can't tell. I steady learn from the younger dudes. You know, I see what they doing, how they move. The game changed, it's fast paced now, you know, I adapt to things. So, you know, it's all about adapting, man. You know what I mean? When I lost Mr. C, I just adapted and, you know, molded to the change, you know, molded myself. So that's all, you know. I done lost a lot more than Mr. C. So, you know, that's what a lot of people don't know. He just was like a known figure that we had. But, you know, there's a lot of people, man, from Harvard up there, man, that we done lost to just stupidity, you know what I mean,
yeah.
dumbness that was going down, and you know what I mean, so it kind of made me a little numb to a lot of it, too, at the same time, so, you know what I mean, but like I say, I just, you know, just adapt and mold myself to the situation, and, you know, just keep it moving, you know what I mean, because I do have kids and stuff I got to look after now, you know, I done planted my own seed, so I can't break down and go in the shell and do none of that, I got to show my strength to them, so, you know, that's all that is. You know, it was good. I had strong parents who were solid and wasn't weak, and they were leaders and not followers. You know what I mean? So,
yeah,
it's a good thing.
That's real shit, man. Real shit. Man, definitely before you go, want to make sure people can get in contact with you if they want some 16s or, you know, how do they get a hold of you?
Just go to my website, real simple, rvlposse.com, www.rvlposse.com, and all the information up there, man. Just go to the contact page or whatever, man. It's just, you know, it's all up there. I just made it real simple. And everything else is real simple, too, as far as Facebook/RVLPosse or Twitter @RVLPosse. You know what I mean? But the website is where they can stay updated on the shows, the releases, and get the releases. You know, we're going to drop some of the Hitman old product on there. It's going to be internet only on the website probably later in September. We're going to drop his Frisco Legend for people, our diehard fans who have been waiting on some Hitman stuff. I'm just going to release some stuff for free. I just had in the labs and around about 13 songs. So, yeah, we're just going to put it out there for the fans for free and just let them get it when I release mine. Just give them something to go to the website, get some website traffic, and just to, you know, give it to the fans because they've been waiting on it forever, and I've been just sitting on it. I didn't want to kind of, you know, I think I was trying to gain, you know, just kind of earn some money off his death and all that. So I just really just waited. The 20-year anniversary is a perfect time, so I'm going to throw it out for free. Don't even tell it. And just, you know, let the fans do what they want with it, you know.
That's real. That's giving back to the fans, man. That's a lot of cats don't do that, so I respect you for that, man, definitely. Before I let you go, that song you were listening to while you were on, that's my boy Swoop. That song is called I'm a Murderer. Actually, it's a self-titled song of an album we're putting out to benefit the Underground Society, you know what I'm saying, the compilation that you was on. Is there a way, man, I could get a drop for you from his album, man?
Yeah. What you want me to send that separately? You can just send me the script if you want to, and I could just, you know. But yeah, unless you want me to do it over the phone right now, it's up to you.
Shit, yeah, man. I mean, his name's real simple. His name is Swoop, like S-W-O-O-P, and the name of the album is I'm a Murderer. If you want to do it now, shit. If you're good.
Yeah,
you know,
what you want me to say, like,
spot, you know.
Yeah, no, that's cool. You want me to just say, like, you know. It's your boy Black C. I'm in here riding with Swoop and listen to I'm a Murderer. Is it a mixtape or is it his album?
It's actually an album, man. The cool thing about it
okay.
is he donated the whole project to our organization to help build up our organization, man, because we're like a worldwide type of thing, man, that helps out people and stuff. So it's a real beautiful project. All right,
I'll just say I'm a Murderer of the album.
Yeah.
All right, let me know when you're ready.
Whenever you are, brother.
All right, for sure. What's up, Wedding? It's your boy, Black C, one half of that RBL posse. Yeah, you're checking out my boy, Swoop. I am a murderer. The LP. Yeah.
Man, much love and respect to you for doing that, my brother. I really appreciate you coming on the show. Anytime you get ready to drop anything, you know, you're always welcome here, man.
For sure, man, for sure. And, yeah, I got a few things I got in store. When I dropped a single with me and Bela and whatnot, I definitely make sure my manager get in touch with you with everything and frisbee you that real fast and all the time. So, yeah, we planning on really running a campaign towards the end of August. As you know, everybody got short memory spans right now, so we only want to start promo about 30 days to 2 weeks out from when we actually going to have it online and everywhere. Because, you know, people forget quick. You can't start 90 days out no more. They forget.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Go to UGS, the number 4life.com. That's UGSforLife.com. And you was already on the compilation, man. Link up with us, man. All we do is support. You know what I'm saying? We got my brother JT Money on there. You know what I'm saying? K Reno's down with us. We got a lot of good people down with us from around the world. You know, 15 countries
okay.
strong. So
well, just text
you know,
me. Just text me the info, and I'm gonna check him out when when we done up.
Definitely, definitely. You take care, man. Thanks again for coming on, brother.
Okay, for sure, man. Appreciate it.
All right, peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the legend right there, you know what I'm saying, Black C, one half of the RBL posse, you know what I'm saying, dude who's definitely a warrior in the game, he's been hit pretty hard, you know what I'm saying, losing a member of your group, a lot of times when you lose a member of a group is because you fell out with the member of the group, you know what I'm saying, but unfortunately, you know, he lost a member of his group through violence, you know what I'm saying, also his other partner, Hitman. You know what I'm saying? So rest in peace to Black Mr. C and Hitman. And I want to thank him for coming on the show. Still all love for Lazy Bone, man. We had that that funny show when he came on the last time, and it was definitely classic. You know what I'm saying? We got a little coverage on sickness.net. I forgot to shout out Sickness earlier. They definitely support us. You know what I'm saying? So much love to sickness.net. You know, it's an honor to have cats like that on the show. You can tell he was real humble, you know what I'm saying? But, don't look like Lazy's going to come through tonight, but we will get him on the show. We got to redo that show, man. I interview, what people don't understand is, you know what I'm saying, I went off on him and shit, and he kind of went off on my guests a little bit before I went off. But I interviewed Lazy Bone several times. It was never like that, you know, and I really didn't know what the fuck was going on until I knew dude was fucked up, but afterwards I found out, you know what I'm saying, dude was just ripped off some fucking tequila, and you go back and listen to it, you could tell he didn't even know if he was on the radio or fucking flying on a plane somewhere. He didn't know what the fuck was going on. So much props to Lazy Bone, man. We've all been fucked up off that shit. I ate that goddamn worm before, and you know what I'm saying? I know what it is, so, you know what I'm saying, props to him. But, man, we got to get back off into some fucking music, man. This is, you know what I'm saying, this is an old, you know what I'm saying, RBL Posse cut called Sort of Like a Psycho. This is some old shit, man, 20 years in the making right here, man. RBL Posse, Black Sea.
My motherfucking sawed up, but while the body rot, nigga still on the plot, but next time I use my while I'm in the cut, throwing off niggas back, but it ain't no thing. My bitch is in a dope game, and I gotta ride, chill, and maintain my motherfucking biz whack. A nigga finna get text, a nigga going mad. They call me Mad Max, a motherfucking rebel, a crazy ass bastard. Fuck motherfucker, just call me Charles Manson. Tear it off, bro.
Man, what the fuck, bro?
It's my motherfucking mind, though. But I see the blue and white chicks wanna get me. And I'm not going out like my boy Tony T. Bring him on, bring him on, bring him on, bring him. I'm finna hit the cut and I'm finna shake him, bake him. Tippy, tippy toe to my motherfucking back, though. I'm finna straight chill with a fact like an endo.
Motherfucking zigzags, huh?
Now I got my zigzags, 40 ounce and watching mask, shoes all muddy and pants stained with green grass, but I'm not tripping. A nigga got a kill time, went to the closet and pulled out my nine, deck with steps to the motherfucking window. The gun in the right and the left one in the, but the coast is clear. I'm finna take a chill pill. Fuck that shit, give me a breakdown before I get here. Niggas in a hearse, fucking with me, you should have seen it, fucking head first. I put out the ooh to the Z to the I. Fuck motherfuckers, we'll prepare for the homicide. Rat-a-tat, rat-a-tat, same damn thing. Got four in the head and one in the ding-a-ling. And if they didn't know me by now, then they'll never, ever, ever, ever know me.
So you should have been listening from the get-go, cause the villain on the under is about to flow. I'm a nigga that moves in silence, and I get a head rush in the midst of violence. A lot of people don't think highly. Cause I'm a product of a violent society, and that's the way this shit goes. Why go to wholesale when I can jack you for your dough? And it don't matter if you're 10 pounds bigger, you just fall harder when I pull this trigger. Yeah, there's a lesson to be learned, but no one took note. So niggas get burned.
Jeff, you remember before we invaded Iraq, the Bush administration said that the war wouldn't cost very much. Initially, I think they were suggesting somewhere around $50, $60 billion tops. Now, almost 4 years later, with 3,000 U.S. service members almost killed, 20,000 U.S. service members seriously wounded. The cost of this war is at $350 billion and climbing. Well, guess what? The Associated Press is reporting the Pentagon wants another $100 billion to fund the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan this year. That would bring the cost of those wars just for this fiscal year to $107 billion.
Now, war's there, you was hobby. Uh-huh. Government moving sloppy. Money fully controlled by the Illuminati. The new age Nazi recruiting you a posse. Okay. Military troops have a crucial army. Uncle Sam causing havoc in kamikaze. Yeah. George Bush signed the contract for Iraq. Right. Obama took the rap, spent a decade stealing gas. What? Then took Saddam right off the map. CIS and Bin Laden causing terror attacks. What I'm giving you is pure facts. All the 9/11 trash was to get rich fast. Okay. Woodrow Wilson apologized for corporate impact. The Masons had on America's ass. Federal Reserve still printing cash. Enslaved to these Democrats or Republicans. Fuck the nationalists and communists. All the same shit in different outfits. Fuck politics.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
They're trying to kill you. They're trying to kill you. Reptilian engineers since the early pioneers, like snake human beings foreseeing what the future seeing, planning new world order, opening up all our borders, a bunch of foreigners owning all our four corners, always drama with elections, using Obama as
deception. America was about to reach a revolution. Till 2008, the plan was executed. 44th president became more and more devilish. The Pope fell in indulgences to the people. What they teach you is pure evil. A zeitgeist between the people. It's the British influence killing Lebanese and Palestinians. Arabs don't got the dominion opinion. I could piss on these reptilians. Keep dropping truth till I make 50 trillion.
You must understand the Federal Reserve is a cartel made up of the major banks in America. And they are the ones that are running the show, not the federal government.
Who owns the Federal Reserve?
It's a secret, and we can't find out what's happening. So, but the Congress created it, and it's not authorized in the Constitution.
The government borrows money from a private corporation using the name Federal that prints United States on it, and then it pays back to the Fed, which is owned by private banks. We don't know who all those private banks are. The money that the government is paying back to the private bankers is the money that comes from you and me.
I'm addicted to the streets and the fighting fisticuffs. Give me the wrong look and I'm tearing your ass up. Oh, look at that mad dog look on your face. Are you really that hard? Would you give me a taste? Put your hands up and you'll get properly laid. Wake up in the ER so you get properly braced. The doctor said it's internal bleeding. Call his mama, she can start to breathe. His boy's trying to hit me with retaliation. I told him where I'm at, better have some patience. The ultimate victories when they think they can pick on me. Got three of them hitting me back to the wall, they ain't getting me. I'm swinging, I got blows to the front of they nose. Fuck home back, my anger just grow. Kick in your face, dog, I'm wearing cell toe. Bipolar white, cause our dirt tape roll.
I can't bypass my addict craze that I
bitches that look fighting, crowds that like fighting, speaking the truth and even if they don't like it, inciting violent riots, fuck the right to remain silent. I'm an advocate of injustice, insane as I bust this, deranged don't interrupt this, and dope like controlled substance, the Hitchcock to hip hop, never gonna stop shop, leaving critics and cynics to depict the solid and gridlock, a sick motherfucker that be rolling with strange music, a decade in the game, bitch, ask me how I do this, addicted to the booze, spitting knowledge to the youth, never stop until they shoot, conspiracy to know the truth, from the Midwest to Northwest, Southwest to all sets, we gotta stick together, no matter what they divide now, now here's a little piece of knowledge that you can't ignore, 2011, we're the ones that we've been waiting for,
I can't bypass my addict craze that I'm in.
Self-medicating, drinking, cause my thoughts are in ruin. I'm my own worst critic, nothing's worth a pursuing. Feeling like I'm gonna die, tell me what would you doing? If I'm walking in my shoes, you can have my mind. Quit it, take it every day, it's like Columbine. No escaping if you try, it's never far behind. And ain't shit to take it back, cause there's no rewind. Man, fuck a fine wine, it gets worse with time. So I drink on JD while I clutch my nine. I was looking just in case they trying to rush behind. Guess I'm addicted to only thinking of my worst time. So I get on one knee trying to pray for help. Been on the devil's playground, I'm all by myself. So I'm staying fucked up trying to chase this wealth. Cause I'm addicted to this life that we live in hell.
I can't bypass my addict craze that I'm in.
We'll be right back.
keep my pants low. I keep a bad hoe. I keep that fire smoke. Don't fuck with okie doke. I keep it underground. Don't fuck with mainstream. Underground society, yeah, that's the main team. These fucking lames been in the spotlight too long. Let's put their lights out and put our mask on. I fuck with this strong. Mainstream music is wrong. How the fuck you fight with your jeans to get your britches on? Let's get these bitches gone. They fucking up minds. Skinny jeans and fake swag equal Columbine. They say you out your mind. I scream you off your rocker, yet I'm the one that has to go and see a mental doctor. Get the fuck out of here, shit makes me pound a beer. Smoke a blunt and pop a pill just so I can chill. Don't fuck with radio, that shit too watered down. Can't fuck with mainstream, I'm strictly underground. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. Only fucking with real music, I don't fuck with fake. Rappers go mainstream and shed their image like a snake. I refuse to give plays to artists like Wayne. Little B flies Drake and fuck T-Pain. Them fools is water weak, they let the water leak like a bitch do before she go and have a kid, fool. Don't fuck with Waka Flocka and fuck a Gucci Mane. They beat slap for somebody, please tell me what they're saying. They ain't saying shit, just mumbling a bit, and y'all fools love it. Cause that's that club shit. No, that's that dumb shit. And yo, man, I must admit, sweet motherfuckers, man, I call them whole banana splits. And yo, this is real spit. If you don't feel this, turn it off and go and choke on Lady Gaga's dick. Can't stand that stupid old Nicki, but she can get it quick. I put my dick in her ass to see how much I rip it. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. What the fuck happened to music? That shit went down the drain. Only listen to old school, cause yo, it's not the same. That shit they play today, I have to say it's gay. That's when I hear new shit on me, yo, I simply walk away. This shit been getting to the point where, yo, I can't hack it. And when the fuck did they start coming out with skinny jackets? And cats with skinny jeans, sag bag, hide your package. I'm labeled as a savage, put your pawn as a thug. Because my pants sag low, them skinny no rock snugs. Who thinks they fresh prints? I call them Carl Inns. They look like homos, and this ain't promo. This for the OG vets like Black and Emo. Mainstream is brainwashed, they need the brain squash. Mosh pit style on any fool that's in denial. I call them pussy farts, cause they ain't worth the shit. They washed up and played out like a swollen clit. Being up bruised and battered, let's make these fuckers scatter. Make their careers go shatter, disappear just like Shatner. Had to release my bladder upon the mainstream. If you ain't no man, I'm yelling, fuck the mainstream.
Yeah, motherfuck the mainstream, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking mainstream and they motherfucking ass. It's motherfucking underground society, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the motherfucking Illuminati and all that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Fuck these motherfucking snap and pop artists. Fuck these motherfuckers, man. Prayers. Yo, I rap this shit, G.
K-style music. And we trying to see our money touch the sky this year.
Got money to the scissor, that's why. Got money to the scissor, got money to the scissor, that's why. Got money to the scissor, got money to the scissor, that's why. Got money to the scissor, got money to the scissor, that's why. I'm not shy. Got money to the scissor, that's why. Got money to the scissor, got money to the scissor, that's why. Got money to the scissor, got money to the scissor, that's why. Got money to the scissor, got money to the scissor, that's why. I'm not shy.
I got money by the ton, and plus I got a gun. So when I pull it out, you motherfuckers better run. Ain't doing this for fun. I'm trying to have chips. Keep talking all that shit and I'ma sock you in your lip. Nigga, don't trip. How much
money I got, and if I'm rich, just know we put it down and we be coming with them hits. Keep an eye on my hip, so you know I never slip. Out here trying to get my grip, so I can make my money flip. Bitch, niggas better skip. Yeah, you see me on my grind, only money on my mind. Gotta try to stack it high till my money reaches the sky. You know why? This is play style. Never rap a freestyle. Represent Smack Town.
Got money to the fifth side. That's why. Got money to the fifth. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. Got money to the fifth. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. Got money to the fifth. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. I'm not too bad. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. Got money to the fifth. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. Got money to the fifth. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. Got money to the fifth. Got money to the fifth side. That's why. I'm not too bad.
Money to this gizzard like it's frying on the plane. 747, I'm high off Mary Jane. Presidential suites, limousine, it's all gang. Fresh shades on my feet, my jeans still sad. Still got the tag, shit straight from Japan. In my pocket, got a couple grand. Wrapped in a rubber band, tell these fools who I am. Hondo and emo doesn't make. Crowd favorites, veterans, all about our favor. High maintenance, bosses influenced by the culture. Married to the game, that's what I said at the altar. Offshore bank account stocks and funds. Real estate, interstate, stacking funds. Put a cake on a plate with a copper bun. All you haters say hello to my top right now.
Got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. I'm not too bad. Got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. Got money to the fifth, got money to the fifth side, that's why. I'm not too bad.
Now we're gonna go off to the motherfucking hospital. You know what I'm saying? The fucking brutal hotel of fucking torture. These are my homies, Musavi Razi. Czechoslovakia. Y'all motherfuckers call it Czech Republic, man. I grew up known as Czechoslovakia. And I just want to give a shout-out to them. They definitely support, you know what I'm saying? Cop the Verse from my brother, the Bad Black. They're going to put out a track with him, man, soon. Look for that. You know what I'm saying? He's also going to get on the track with... it's actually a crazy track, man. It's got OG Mexican Mario. It's got motherfucking Super Fast, Millions of Great. And this cat right here, man, what a fucking combination. Fort Worth, Texas, Czechoslovakia, and motherfucking Hawaii, man. It's you can't fucking think that shit.
Game. Smrtelní myslí, že jsou nepřemožitelní, žijou si svý životy, nahrabávaj si svý hodnoty, jako ty, jako všichni z týhle planety, zavětšivej platy pod kopou ti tvoje istoty, jsou si taky s tím, že nic se nezmění, že peníze potečou, jsou s nima souznění, tak jak můj hlas zní, zvyšuje se jejich mění, ale moje jméno bude znít, i když už budou zapomněni, lidstvo má pravidla, má hranice, má oběživa, lidstvo žije pro lepší životy už od jak živa, jeho víra je silná, vůle nespochybnitelná, škáza všech je teď jen těžko uvěřitelná. Slova dneška jsou kolaps, krize, 3D, televize, dopředu jdou technologie, ale i hlas a žízeň. Všichni mají přízeň na síti, virtuál děti, ti co za pár let za školní výlet do vesmíru poletí, ale svět se rychle mění, se pomale hroutí. Války nenávisty by obchodní triky lžouti, ropa teče proudem, ale jenom někde vytejká tam, kde život světl teď už nebude. Nic vám nezbyde, síla, vůle, ani naděje. Už dějou se věci, který nutěj lehnout si na koleje. Kolem jdoucí sen za směr fůzy pokračuje. Všichni jsou hostení, člověk na člověka sere.
What's up, it's your boy Gangsta Lil, man. You know what I'm saying? This for all you niggas that's been hating on me, man. You know what I'm saying? But if you haven't been hating on me, I ain't talking to you. For real, though. You know, a nigga sick of this whole ass shit. Claiming that you're my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? When you really.
I am the manipulator. Your race.
It's the same with these niggas when they start acting fake. Somebody told me that they've been hating on the low. Like I won't take a bat and bust his head for show. Like I won't see a nigga and call him to the square. I'll kill that motherfucker and leave his bitch ass there. Tell his homeboys, fuck them, holding a check. Then I bust one of them niggas, then I ask who's next. Who you think blew up the motherfucking SBC? Who put us on the map worldwide? Bitch, it was me. Nick, you gotta learn to avoid snakes and leeches. Same worm in the apple, same worm in the peaches. And the apples don't fall that far from the street. And the worm is the player, hater, smoking a sweet. Remember, I'm the nigga with the rake in his hand, with a picture of a dead half a snake in his hand.
I am the manipulator.
For the haters, I'm dissing. Got a casket in the back, and it's hoping and wishing that a motherfucker would try to play me for weeks. Slice a nigga from his top all the way down to his feet. Never scared to fight. Somebody dead tonight. When the wounds open up, you gon' see red and white. I represent this like shit. This is real ass rap. And if a hater don't like it, I can peel that cap. What I do with a razor blade, I shouldn't even tell you. Put you up inside a letter, let the mailman mail you. To your mama, motherfucker, and this is my thesis. The letter is a map to find the rest of the pieces. It's whatever with me, nigga, you think it's a joke. It's the haters in your own clique that I hate you the most.
I am the manipulator.
It's the same with these niggas when they start acting fake. My homie told me not to try my luck with them niggas, or you'll be stuck with them niggas. Don't even fuck with them niggas. Don't say what's up to them niggas. Don't even speak to them niggas. You don't need them niggas. Don't blow no weed with them niggas. You never needed them niggas. Them niggas always needed you. Who got the biggest motherfucking name up in the crew?
Gangster.
They know you going to the top, so they talk and spread rumors like hoes in a beauty shop. Playing on my cell phone, tapping my pager. But if I turn a psychopath, nothing can save you. Nip, don't do no songs with them niggas. You going wrong with them niggas. You don't belong with them niggas. So move on from them niggas, cause you're too damn strong. And that's the reason why I left them haters alone.
I am
for real.
Manipulator.
Done with this motherfucker. We got about 12 minutes left, but I'm uploading a special treat for you right now. It's going to take a few minutes. It's a fucking WAV file, but man, I had someone over here today recording the one, the only, the legend, Rapping Ass Rob. He's too goddamn embarrassed to call into the fucking show. I've been dying to get him on the show to see if he's going to fucking do a freestyle for you guys. But this is the, I'll tell you why I respect this motherfucker more than I respect 95% of the rappers out there today. Because this dude is mentally handicapped, but you will never catch this motherfucker not rapping. He sucks. He's fucked up. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He repeats the same goddamn rhymes over and over again. I record this guy a lot, man. Makes him good to walk out of my crib with a fucking shitty jewel case, a CDR with a goddamn magic marker with his name on it, and a fucked up cover with his picture. It's always his head on something like like a fucking alien's body or a fucking fireman's costume, anything that he thinks of. Like when he did a Christmas album, he wanted me to put his head in between a fucking two deers and a Christmas wreath. And it was called Rapping Ass Rob's Christmas Album. But I can sit here and laugh and make fun of the guy all day. I can, because I put up with his shit. But at the end of the day, what really gets me enjoyment out of it is seeing a motherfucker that really loves this shit walk out of my house happy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just made this. I created this. Even though, you know, it's not a fucking studio. It's just a fucking shitty-ass computer mic and some downloaded fucking beats. You know what I'm saying? But this guy, you know, Rob, I've known him for years. A lot of people fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? And I don't let that shit slide, man. You know, we're, matter of fact, we even got a mixtape coming out. We're taking some of his better material, and the homie Jerry's actually mastering his fucking vocals. And it's called The Walking Dead. Even the homie Swoop did a song with Rob, man. I can't believe that. But that shit came out raw as fuck. But you're going to hear this shit right here, man. And, you know, this ain't no gimmick. This ain't no joke. Dude sucks. But you know what, though? Fuck anybody got a problem with Rob, man. Real talk. I'll ride for this motherfucker before I'll ride for any of you fake-ass motherfuckers. Here's rapping-ass Rob. That's the homie. And fuck you, B-Dub, take this shit off the fucking album. Don't you think we can get another skit from Rob, you stupid, dumb fucking piece of shit? Enjoy this.
Yeah. Bring it, yeah. Lemon, bring it. Bring it. Little, lemon, bring it. Bring it, bring it. You wanna last. Trying to talk about me behind my back. I'm about to do the blast and red a tattoo and put your motherfucking ass up on your back. You would have think that you're the motherfucking top dog, but motherfucking I don't think so. Coming in back with nothing but that psycho motherfucking flow. Coming back with nothing but the talent and some intro. Coming up back with a beat up there on the blast, and when I'm up ain't on the mic, you know I'm kicking some ass in. Motherfuckers know that they can't fake a motherfucker like me, cause you know I got it made. Dropping nothing but the motherfucking bomb with your mom. So teens are gonna keep cool and calm. I catch them lit up in your diet. Motherfucker, don't be trying to come up on me, cause you know damn well it never happen. Motherfucker, keep your gums on motherfucking flapping. Motherfucker, come in the back and never come in the back attacking. Put your ass up in a motherfucking body bag, cause that bullshit I'm not gonna have. Never slipping or tripping. Coming back with another mother relapse shit. Every time I turn around, you know I'm putting it down. And if at the time you see me, you'll be like, damn. Knowing damn well the rapping is probably nothing but the motherfucking man. Oh, don't know well, what the hell. When I'm up in on the mic, you know I got a poor fail. Coming back with another mother killer to rhyme, designed to blow your mind. Have another but good time when I'm up in on the mic, you know damn well. No way to waste no time. To the beat of time, I try to beat the seven. When I'm up in on the mic, a motherfucker will be the MC that I know it should be elected. Cause I'll be pulled affected. So the minute you need cause style. Sitting there kicking my ass, some motherfucking boss ain't the title. Trying to come up on me, it will never, never happen. When I'm up and on the mic, you know I'll be doing nothing but kicking some motherfucking ass. And come in the back, up on the scene, you know what I mean. When I'm up on the mic, you hook my shit like a motherfucking drug team. Yeah, never playing around. When I'm up and on the mic, coming back and I'll be putting it down. You be like, damn, let's believe that I'm still the man. Never give a shit, fuck around with me, motherfucker, and then I'll kill your bitch. We ride through the sound and sign. We ride through the motherfucking south side, keeping the rail, keeping the tide. All night, keep your eyes on the prize. Alright, keep your eyes on the prize. The rapping ass Rob is here to stay. Best believe, yeah. Going out.
Jesus Christ. But that. I've heard that shit on and off for about 10 years now. I remember the first time this motherfucker gave me a tape. It was a cassette tape, and it had graphics on it that he drew. And then I started giving him the murder dog, and then he started cutting shit out of the murder dog and making tape covers out of it. I mean, this dude, man, that's how much he loves rap. You know what I'm saying? He goes through his trials and tribulations each and every fucking day. And, you know, like I said, he's mentally handicapped. He's been locked up before, all kinds of shit. But it's good to see a motherfucker get some enjoyment out of life. You motherfuckers want to take that away from him, too. Fuck you, B-Dub, bitch-ass motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I'll put it to you this way. That motherfucker, Rob, if he had the money, he'd buy all kinds of fucking promo on this motherfucker. But that's what it is. That's rapping ass motherfucker Rob. The world's gonna know about him real soon, trust me. So we got some crazy videos we're gonna be doing, all kinds of shit. He's gonna be on that World Star shit. You're gonna see him in a few. You know what I'm saying? We just gotta up the quality. We got that motherfucking cannon popping off, and we're gonna get some quality rapping ass Rob footage for you bitches. You know what I'm saying? You know you love that shit. Got to get some of these crackheads to dance in one of his videos. You know what I'm saying? It'll be legit. But, man, it's been one fucked up show. Show number 23. You know what I'm saying? 24 will be this Sunday. Will there be a 25? Yes, there will be a 25, but might not be for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Might take a little break like my brother Six is doing. But I'll be back. I ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? We took this bitch off the air for five or six years, you know what I'm saying? And we came back, you know what I'm saying? No one expected it. It was out of the blue. We was actually going to bring into that motherfucking Bug Gutter bullshit. Me and Six was talking to that dude about bringing it over there, you know what I'm saying? But we ain't fucking with that. Podcast number 15 is coming out real soon, man. We got I want to speak on something, man. It's going to feature, of course, JT Money, the Bitch Eyes. It's going to feature the story of OG Mexican Mario, which is phenomenal. Dude took like 10 shots. He's been in a wheelchair for 19 years, and he's still getting around slanging CDs, doing what he has to do. Much props to OG Mexican Mario, but we're also going to feature a guest, lady who lost a child. You know, she was at Fort Bragg, and about 14 kids, if I'm not mistaken, lost their lives in a short span of time. And the government over there, the fucking army, whatever the fuck, they're saying that it's just coincidence. No, that ain't no fucking coincidence. Some people say it's the drywall that came from China had some chemicals in it. Some people say other things, but we're going to get the story directly from her. This woman's very courageous. You know, this podcast number 15, we're going to be finishing that up real soon. Shit, really, man. Other than that, man, we're just going to keep working on this UGS for Life album. We got people, we got beats out to different people. The homie Ballistic and Dirte got a track. Swoop, you know what I'm saying, he got a track. The homie Frozen and Mac Mizzle got a track. A bunch of shit's going down, man. A bunch of shit. We're gonna do the re-release of the motherfucking compilation. We're gonna get some tracks. You know what I'm saying? I want to get the homie Mac Mizzle on there. The original Fuck the Illuminati, Swoop. Want to get Ballistic on there. A bunch of people that weren't on there, we want to get them on there. You know what I'm saying? Take off all the fake bullshit. The shit that was produced by She Dub. The shit that had She and B's vocals. Faggot motherfucker. Want to send a shout out to my brother Six, man. Keep your motherfucking head, dude. I know me and you both went off on this motherfucker tonight, man. But you know what I'm saying? It ain't worth it, man. Fuck these fucks. Let's continue to do what we do. It's UGS, you know what I'm saying? Till they bury both of us, man. And we can't let them bury us now, man. We're too goddamn young to go out over this fuck shit. We ain't even got to worry about none of these motherfuckers, man. I went off on some anger, because I'll tell you why, because, you know, it's frustrating, but you got to release that rage. If you don't release it, you're going to fucking hurt somebody, and, you know, had to get some shit off my chest. Take it how you want to, but it's all good. I ain't got no problems with anybody. But if anybody wants problems, I ain't hard to find. You know what I'm saying? I'm just a family man at the end of the day, but you know what I'm saying? You cross me, you get in the way of my dollars, you get in the way of me providing for my family. I got a bath salt on your fucking face. You know what I'm saying? I'm never tried human flesh, but, you know, I want to you know, I want to experiment a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So give me a fucking excuse, you know what I'm saying? We'll get it popping. Other than that, much love to everybody. Black Sea, I want to thank you, my brother, for coming on the show. Sunday, don't know who the fuck the guest is going to be, you know, but it definitely will be a legend, you know what I'm saying? I promise you that. Show number one, every show is going to have a fucking legend. If not, I'm not going to do the show, point blank. So if there's not a show, that means I couldn't get a legend. But you know I'm going to come through with something. Swoop, Ballistic, Justin, Mac J, shit, man, Seal the Bad Black, everybody, man, that's down with the team, much love, you know what I'm saying, respect. Everybody that's against us, fuck you. Nah, it's UGS for life, man, UGSforLife.com. Fuck all y'all.